So we'll continue with the stack, right?
Okay, I think
and Rob,
one of our problems here is that the notion that this is not a union is ludicrous, and this is a patronizing attitude that says that we are the big guys and they're workers, we are allowing them to function within armies, and therefore we're going to bend the rules. This is a bona fide a labor organization that is whose reality has been recognized in the bylaws, and the membership of those individuals is as the bylaw states. Those individuals who are members of those organizations are members of the paid or unpaid staff. Now, the other definition about 30 hours, that's for people who don't have the organization. And as Bob just stated, there's no evidence at all that this process was or is, there's an intent to abuse it. Now, the way this is done in the real world with real unions is that management cannot decide who's a member, who's not a member. Even when the language is not as strong as that, management cannot do it unilaterally. I'd like to make the point that individuals who don't want to join the union still benefit, still are representing the union whether they want to or not. In the place where their dues they have to pay, the law says they would pay a certain percentage, and they will still be represented. Actually, the union has what they call duty to represent. So they're all represented by the organization. So the point that we're making here, and it's, in a way it's more applicable to the following segment of the of these proposals, of these motions, but I think they're important that this is not a radio station that has been to have people doing numbers and then they decide for some odd reason that they want to be workers. They are workers, and some of them are accept to be unpaid workers. And should we recognize that? And I would suggest also that we add the same proviso that we added in the first in item A, that the executive director, the IED, implement a uniform process.
Bob, okay. Please add me.
Thanks, Patty.
Patty as well.
All right.
Rob,
and then Patty, Bob, and Patty. Rob?
Oh, okay. I think that we're confused about this discussion. I think, first of all, it's about whether or not people can define themselves as volunteer members of the station by coming in doing work. And I think that they can, and I don't think anybody can prevent them from doing that unless the station manager decides that their behavior is unacceptable. But in order to do that, there has to be record keeping. I mean, the unions can't verify who's voting, you know, in the union elections if they don't have a list of who their members are. And similarly, nobody can authorize people to vote unless there's some basic way of keeping records of who comes in and volunteers at the station. So if somebody wants to come in and volunteer and they're volunteering and for whatever reason they don't want to be part of the unpaid staff or the unpaid staff organization doesn't want them, I don't know. There has to be this objective record that's there so that you can sort these things out. I think one of the things, Madam Chair, that we're having a hard time with in this particular committee is that we spend an inordinate amount of our time prosecuting the battle between groups of people at WBAI. And I think the issue here is very simple. If volunteers come in and do volunteer work, if they record their service there, then it's clear. And it seems to me that that takes us out of the issue of this argument, because anyone should be able to be a volunteer if they come in and do the work. And if there is nothing, if there's no way for them to record that work, because the stations don't keep records, and many of our stations do not keep good records. We don't require them to. They don't keep good records about membership, about staff, about many things. So if we don't keep those records, we're never going to resolve this issue. And I think that's what we should, that was what we should be arguing about, not about the difficulties between unpaid staff groupings.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Patty? And actually, I want to let folks know, we've exhausted time, so we'll actually need to entertain a motion to extend time to continue discussing.
I move that we extend time for 10 minutes. This is Teresa.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to extending time for 10 minutes?
I object.
Yeah,
because we are already
a little over time.
Okay. Can we go to a roll call vote?
Okay. This is for Part B. Oh, are we roll call to close debate or to vote on Part B?
No, to extend for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. To extend time. Okay. To extend time. And I'll just call the people who I know that are here. If I don't call your name when I get finished, just let me know that you're here now. Okay. Steve?
Yes.
LaVarne?
No.
Patty?
Patty says no.
Barb?
Yes.
Dave?
Frank.
Alan?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Minsky?
Abstain.
Warren? No. Deb?
Yes.
Wendy?
No.
Teresa?
Yes.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Serena? Serena?
No.
Thank you. Now, did I miss anybody? The vote is yes. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Does that require 2/3?
I have no idea.
To extend time?
Dave, yes. Bob?
I don't think so. Extending.
No. Okay.
Or is that amending the agenda?
Okay, so it the motion carries. We'll extend for 10 more minutes. On the stack, we have Fadi, Bob, and Patty, and I'm going to start timing, folks. 2 minutes.
Sorry.
All right.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Fadi. Thank you, Madam Chair. I hope everybody could hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you speak up a little?
Yeah, I'll speak up. One thing I want to make note is that from the KPFA experiences in the past, when you were the LAB and had an elected, body, and then LSB and so on.
I can't
so
hear Madam Chair.
We've always run into problems over and again with staff as to who can and who cannot vote during elections. I think having some uniform policy, similar to what Rob was mentioning, is important. I think this is a step in the right direction that's being proposed. So that's the reason I support this. I think it's critical. I think it's important. Thank you.
Thanks, Buddy, for keeping it short. Bob?
Okay, first I just want to clear up confusion about the membership of the unpaid staff organizing committee at WBAI. The contract is very broad. It says unpaid staff shall consist of those persons who've filled an unpaid or paid BAI staff position for not less than 4 months and who shall work at BAI at least 10 hours per month or 20 hours over a two-month period, including preparation, producing, programming, and other
statements. Wait, Bob, did you say paid or unpaid?
Right, that's a residue from, this was an adaptation of the old contract which used to combine paid and unpaid.
So the paid people are part of this unpaid staff organizing committee too?
In theory, they can be. But the point here is that whether people agree or disagree with what the union has done, there's no dues, there's no, you are in the union, you have voting rights according to contract automatically. So that's not really an issue of what people think of the union is a separate question. Also, people keep referring to the station needs to keep track of when people come and go, which is true, but not all work is done at the station. There are people who do work at home. They produce a show by making a lot of phone calls or what have you, and they never set foot in the station or very rarely, maybe for meetings. So it's not just a question of who walks through the door. So there's other factors to consider. But my main point is that I think there needs to be more consideration and consultation. And so I move to recommit this motion to the Elections Committee with instructions to invite the unpaid staff organizations at WBAI and KPFA to have written input and oral participation in the committee's next meeting.
You guys didn't want to do it last time. You shut them out. Now all of a sudden you're going to do
order.
It?
Patty, leave
me.
Patty,
unraging.
I know, but if you can please
control
refrain
the
from
rage.
Interrupting, that would be great. You're next on the stack. Patty?
Yes, all this is about is that in the end, the manager may exercise authority to ensure the accuracy of who is voting to run our organization as members of the board. And, you know, the problem is that we don't know if people are doing work or not. It's nice to put a list of 160 people up and let people question this and that, but that ends up with no responsibility for anybody. This is, you know, if there's a organization or unit that's, you know, claims to represent people, then it should at least be able to qualify its members with some qualifications and prove that it's true. So we can, in the end, say, yes, these people actually did what they were supposed to be qualified to vote. That's all this is about, and in the end, the general manager will be the last word because that's who is in charge of the station. And since, obviously, see this motion, I mean, the unpaid staff, even their contract, it was done before this new governance. And so there's many things in it are improper, and it does not have any way that the staff, how the staff chooses its delegates. So we're just trying to get the manager to be in charge of this and that the union unpaid staff organization is responsible for maintaining its list so we can validate it, so we can, you know, so things are more proper. That's all this is. I think we should just...
Okay, thanks, Patty.
Can you put me on, Julie, please?
Okay, sir.
I'll just let go. Yes.
Okay, Wendy?
This whole thing needs to be able to withstand not only legal challenge, but political challenge. I don't want to go through the next 10 years having people go, oh, well, it wasn't fair. Oh, well, it was, yeah, we think it was fair, but... Can you show me? No, I can't show you. So that's why I think this is a good motion. It is not taking away any rights of any unions or organizing committees. It is just trying to save the Pacifica Foundation from a lot of headache.
Okay, thanks, Wendy.
This is Ray, if we have a minute.
Yeah, 1 minute, Ray.
Okay, I just point to that the bylaws say that the union membership shall be considered membership in the foundation, it is a say as verified by management. So I have a serious problem with the last sentence that would leave in the hand of... These are two independent organizations. One of them represents the workers' rights, and the bylaws does not say anywhere that management would have would certify the list, otherwise it would not be valid. That would be a violation of unions' rights as defined in the bylaws.
Okay,
how can
Ray.
We tell? What
We've
are we
now exhausted time, and so we're going to need to move to a vote on all pending motions within this agenda item. So we will first discuss B, or we'll vote on B. Are you ready, Donna?
Yeah, but I don't, Madam Chair, I don't think there were any amendments, so... Part B was just as it was originally read. Is that correct?
No, Bob Letterer had a motion.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. When? That went over my head. Bob, what was your motion?
Should I read it again, Julie?
Please.
I move to recommit this motion to the Elections Committee with instructions.
Yeah, but it was never seconded.
It
was not seconded. So it was dead in the water.
May I continue, Julie?
Well, maybe we should clear up that question.
Well, did anyone second Bob's motion?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Who's that?
Does the secretary have that written down?
The secretary didn't even have the amendment written down, so we don't have the second either.
May I continue reading?
Yes.
It'll be in the archive.
Okay. I move to recommit this motion to the Elections Committee with instructions to invite the unpaid staff organizations at WBAI and KPFA to have written input and oral participation in the committee's next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, and so, Bob, would you
can
tell
I?
That to me?
Sure, is it
yes.
Dave?
Certainly, Donna. Yes, I
yes, Dave.
Is that motion to commit still open for debate? Are motions to commit debatable? I think they are.
No, because we're out of time.
Okay.
So we need to move to a vote on all pending questions.
Point of order or point of clarification, I'm not sure what it is.
Yes, Bonnie?
It might be totally out of order, actually. It's just that this is a motion that was never discussed and never discussed because it was never seconded at the time.
I thought somebody
I never
said
heard
seconded it. Okay.
Someone mentioned that they seconded it, Fadi, and I apologize and told the secretary that we did not have it in the record. But it was before us. We extended for 10 minutes. Folks did not choose to speak on that issue. So if you know you're not pleased with it, then you can vote it down. But I'd like to move to a vote at this point.
Well, I'll vote it down.
Okay. Are you ready, Donna? And
yes,
if the board
we're calling the roll on Bob's motion.
Yes, on Bob's motion, and then we'll move to the rest of the motion before us.
Okay. Steve.
Abstain.
LaVarne?
No.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No.
No, okay. Fatty?
Fatty Savas, no.
Barb?
I'll pass.
Dave?
I'll pass.
Alan Minsky?
I'm pass.
Donna, no. Deb?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Abstain.
Rob?
Yes.
Serena?
Abstain.
Coming back to the passes. Sarve?
Yes.
Dave?
No.
Minsky? Alan?
I abstained.
Oh, I thought you passed.
He did.
Now you abstained.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, you're right, you're right. My bad.
Oh, okay.
I abstain.
So I think I went through everybody. Okay, the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, Madam Chair. The motion fails.
Okay, now we'll move to motion B. Would folks like me to reread that? Okay.
Sure.
So if we can do a roll call, Donna.
Okay. Motion B. Steve.
Abstain.
LaVarne.
Yes.
Patty.
Patty Savas, yes.
Barb.
No, pass.
Serena?
No.
Rob?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Abstain.
Bob?
No.
Ray?
No.
Patty?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Donna says yes. Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Dave Adelson?
Abstain.
And coming back to you, Sarv?
I abstain.
Okay. I think that's everybody. Okay, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The noes are 1, 2, 3. Motion passes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Let's move on now to motion C.
Next item, Madam Chair. Orders of the day.
Are you being serious, sir?
No.
Well, didn't you already call all pending questions, so how can we...
Okay, so six, I mean C, sorry, just states that a copy of each monthly roster will be sent to the PNB Elections Committee.
Point of order?
Yes.
The time on this entire agenda item has expired, so
yes.
The
so
chair is obligated to move on.
No, we're obligated to vote on the motion. And finish it. We can just vote it. That's what we've done in the past.
Julie, can I address that on the point of order?
Yes, Bob.
This was broken up into five separate motions. So normally if there was one unified motion with amendments, then yes, you would just immediately call the question on the underlying motion. But now that it's been broken up into different ones, the time has expired before we got to all five of them. So that's the end of this discussion for tonight. The other three items can be brought back at the next meeting.
So we'll move to the next item.
Julie, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I don't think Bob's right. All pending questions have been called, so we should vote them. It is in order to move to table, but failing that, at time, we should vote all pending questions.
It's hard
okay.
to hear you.
So is there a desire to table these? Is that?
I'd like to make a motion to table these items at this point.
I'll second that, Zarina.
Point of order. Tabling means picking them up at this meeting. Postponing is something you might be considering, but tabling is an improper use of the word.
Okay, then, Patty. Postponing.
Until?
I make a motion to postpone these items for now until our next PNB teleconference meeting.
Regular meeting.
No, that's Since they're regular, we've got 1 month left in our term.
Okay, regular. You all want to make the motion?
No. I'm sorry, I just said don't say regular. We might have to have a couple more here. You know, we have to make...
Not me.
Julie?
Okay. So, Zarina, hold on 1 second, Ray. Zarina, can you just restate your motion?
Okay. I would like to make a motion to postpone these particular items until the next regular meeting, be that teleconference or a meeting from 2 weeks from now or whenever it is stated.
Okay.
Point of order. The teleconferences are special meetings, so the next PNB meeting might be... Yeah, just move to amend that it be the next PNB meeting.
Next PNB meeting, yes.
Okay, is that a friendly amendment?
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Oh, no, of course.
Are there any objections to...
I'd like to amend this motion.
Yes.
I'd like to object.
To include Bob's request that these elements be discussed and the representation be asked to give their opinion before such meeting, and so we can have a complete discussion.
Point of order. This is all out of order. Point of order. This is all out of order. It's time to vote on these. If we don't postpone this to the next meeting and not including all this other stuff, we are in the middle of a vote here, then we have to just vote these up or down.
Yeah, I'd like to just stay with the postponement.
And I'd like to object.
And then we can add or discuss kind of the merits later. Ray.
Okay.
I call
the question, Madam Chair, on this.
So are there any objections to ending debate?
All right,
hearing none. What?
I didn't know there was debate.
Oh, there wasn't. Sorry.
Okay.
Are there any objections to going to a vote? Are there any objections to the amendment?
To the amendment or to the remand?
To the motion.
No, to the amendment first. We have to adopt the amendment, then we can go to the
Madam
main
Chair,
motion.
Which amendment are you referring to? The LaForest amendment or the Shrell?
No, Shrell.
Okay.
I ruled Ray's amendment out of order.
Okay, thank you.
The Shirell Amendment.
No.
So, no objections? Okay, now let's move to a vote on the main motion, which is to postpone this discussion till our next PMB meeting. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay. Can we move to a vote?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this is the motion to postpone until the next CMB meeting,
mm-hmm.
Proposed, moved by Director Shakir. And Steve?
Abstain.
LaVarne?
No.
Patty?
Patty says no.
Barb?
Yes.
Dave?
Abstain.
Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Warren? Yeah. Deb?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Risa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Abstain.
Rob?
Yes.
Serena? Serena?
Yes,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, nobody passed. Okay, here we go. No's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Madam Chair, do you want to vote?
Yeah, I'll vote to postpone. All right, let's move the agenda along. The next item on the agenda is to discuss the PNB meeting in January, date and location. I know that we had identified a date in Houston. There were some concerns around that that I think Wendy had brought up. And we still needed to decide on the location. And I just want to let folks know I am on a time constraint this evening. I have to take a red-eye flight out at 8:30 this evening. So just to keep folks aware.
Madam Chair.
And we're very behind schedule.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
I move that we move that the January PNB meeting be on January, Friday the 27th, 28th, and 29th of January 2006.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Are
there any
permission?
Yes.
I don't have those days in my calendar, but does anybody know for sure that there's a conflict with many major happenings, such as an anti-war demonstration?
It's the Super Bowl.
What's that?
Bring my television.
Well, think of traffic.
Point of information.
Yes.
Teresa, why do you want to change that to be date?
The problem is that because the bylaws tell us that we cannot elect directors until the first. Actually, the bylaws state you'll elect your direct. The LSBs elect your directors at the beginning of January, and the PNB meets at the end of January.
In late January.
Sarv, let me finish my thought. So even if you hold a meeting on January the 1st, New Year's Day, if we hold a meeting on the 14th, once your directors are selected, they really have to hustle to get their tickets, or their airplane tickets are going to be very expensive.
Well, could they make reservations from each area, let's say four people, and the names come later?
The airline will not take the plane reservations without the name. Okay, I'd like to kind of move this discussion along. Is there any further discussion about the date, the proposed date change?
This is Wendy. Is everybody clear? I mean, we can't even. We have to put in our nominations for directors at the LSB level by
December
31st, and then we have to have our delegates meetings to elect the directors in early January. It says
on the
7th. Right. All right. I guess we got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy and Teresa. Is there any further discussion on this?
Just a question, Madam Chair. What were those dates again? January what?
27.
The reason I said January 27th, 28th, and 29th is that we probably should include a retreat on Friday or some way for these new directors to get acclimated.
So start earlier on Friday.
Sorry, yeah, I just had to switch phones. So is there any further discussion about this issue? I mean, I think
I
the major
the
point...
Don't call the question. Let's just move to a vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Point of clarification, the agenda item says date and location. Am I to assume the location is New York?
It's scheduled to be D.C. This motion just deals with the date. Someone wants to add the location into that, we can, but that's still.
Could we add Los Angeles instead of Washington, D.C.?
Could we just vote on the date first?
Oh, I would like to vote on the date.
Okay.
Okay. So let's move to a vote on the date, John. Or are there any objections to moving the meeting date to the 27th, 28th, 29th of January? Okay. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion regarding the location.
This is where I move that following the bylaws that request us to move at different locations in successive fashion that we meet in Washington, D.C.
I'll second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to stick with D.C.
And I object.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that D.C.?
That's D.C.
Because she knows.
Would you like to bring forward a substitute motion?
Can we hear discussion? Can we hear why?
I would like to move the meeting to California, and the reason is, I don't know if you're listening to the weather reports right now, but...
Hello?
Hello?
The weather in Washington.
Madam Chair? Could you put me on the stack?
Yes, you'll be next.
Now, let me be clear, because I was on a headphone. I just want to say that, like right now in the Midwest, there's severe weather. And I don't know if you know what D.C. is like generally around January, but it's very cold and lots of snow at times. It may be great, but... I'm not banking on it, but if you want to come, you know, it could be very difficult.
So
weather is my issue. It isn't about being in D.C. We're prepared to accept everyone, but it's just that weather could be very difficult, and we may wind up postponing it even another time.
So shall we have it in LA?
Teresa's next.
Madam Chair, I'm not opposed to flipping, because after D.C. comes Los Angeles. And if they want to switch months, fine. But the bylaws say that you cannot repeat until another, another area, radio station area has held them, you know, held a national board meeting here, and that's to keep one area from having all of the meetings there, as has happened in the past. I don't know how we can get around this in the bylaws, taking into consideration weather issues, unless you just acknowledge that the people of Washington D.C. are in agreement with this, to postpone hosting for 3 months, you know, and if the people of L.A. are willing to host it, you know, sooner.
In our point of information, in the D.C. LSB meeting, our last meeting, the discussion did come up, and it was stated that if it is to be changed, that that's okay, and if it isn't, that's okay also. So we again, we're willing to accept, but I can only say that, you know, I guess you all just don't read the signs with the way the weather's been going this past year, have you? Katrina, Rita, and Wilma, and everything else, but go ahead.
All right, thanks. Teresa and Serena, Mark, did you have something to add?
Yes. I just want to add that I received a note from Jane Jackson. And, you know, Jane Jackson is she goes to wherever our PNB meetings are held. And she pleaded in a very eloquent way to not to hold in Washington, D.C. this meeting. It creates extra hardship for her and other people with disabilities during such severe weathers. And she pleaded to have our meeting be held here in Los Angeles area or some other location where you know, those kind of weather adverse conditions are not prevalent. So my recommendation is to move to L.A. if it's at all possible, and so that other people can attend. Thanks.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Madam Chair?
May we ask Los Angeles if they would be willing to host it in January?
It's fine with Alan. David and Julie?
Go for it.
Put me on the stack, please, Julie.
Yeah, Dave, did you want to respond?
The question was what?
Huh? Oh, whether or not
we
would
all stay with you, Dave.
Sorry, when I heard you chiming in.
No, all I think is that we shouldn't do this now. It's getting late, and we've got more important things. We should do it at our next meeting, and somebody should figure out whether there's any parliamentary way to deal with the bylaws language that lets us waive it and do it in L.A. So I think we should move on.
Donna, point of something.
Go for it.
Because the next place is Washington, D.C., Los Angeles was not expecting to hold the PNB in Los Angeles. It might be okay, but I think we need to ask the people who actually have to do all the arrangements, plus the LSB, before we say that it's okay to come to L.A.
Okay, thanks, Donna. Wendy, did you have something you wanted to add?
I do, and I just want to start with, I so appreciate the common sense approach. This is, you know, of course, you know, I've gone to lots of meetings before I was even on the PNB, and it was always in the hottest place in the summer and the coldest place in the winter. But I do have to say that I've been urged by people around the network to what Zarina's saying makes sense. It does make sense. The only problem is that the reason that this is in there in such specific language in the bylaws is because the previous regime did, you know, pull the meeting from whatever area if that area was going to be too hostile or, you know, it just wasn't convenient for them or whatever. And the people in those signal areas do look forward, or the ones that are crazy enough to be in this like we are, look forward to having it in their area on the schedule that we say it is. So, you know, I'm with Dave. If you can think of some way parliamentary that we can do it, then I don't know. I may go with that. But for right now, I think that we have to kind of respect the reason why it's in there, because there was a crazy board that just did whatever they wanted. So, anyway.
Can Zarina get back on the stack?
Yeah, I heard Ray and Zarina, and both
and
of y'all spoken. So
well, I said quickly, I'm looking at the article. It doesn't seem to leave any room for us to change it. However, it seems to say we don't have to hold it in January if we don't want to. He said it shall take place in late January each year or at such other time and places as agreed by the majority of the board. I don't know if that will be helpful to make it early February. But the language seems to be pretty formal. The four regular board meetings shall rotate through the five foundation radio station areas so that the meetings do not take place twice in the same radio station area until a meeting has been held in all other station areas.
Okay, thanks for that. I'm with Dave and others on the call who would like to move past this.
Okay.
So if we could vote either up or down now, I'd like to just end discussion if there's no objections.
Well, I object. If we don't get this planned, we're up a creek. I mean, it's time now to plan.
That's why I'm saying we vote now. Just make a decision and move forward with it. So rather than discuss it at length, I think folks are pretty set on where they stand or what some of the complications are. So, Donna, can you prepare the roll call?
Madam Chair, do you want me to address the amendment by Director Rangawa to hold the meeting in Los Angeles first?
No, Zarina.
I'm sorry.
It was Zarina.
Oh, Zarina, you made the motion to hold
and
it in Los Angeles?
That.
Yes, and I think Sarv seconded.
I seconded.
Oh, okay, okay. So is that what you want me to address first, Madam Chair?
Yes, that's what we'll take first, and then we'll move to the other one.
Okay. The motion is to hold the PMB meeting in January in Los Angeles. And I'll start with Zarina.
Yes.
Rob?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
Pass.
Ray?
No.
Patty? Heffley? I'll come back. Teresa?
I'm sorry, Madam Secretary. I'm confused as to what the actual motion is. Is the motion to have it in Los Angeles or D.C.?
Yeah, in Los
Angeles. I'll say yes.
Wendy?
No.
Deb?
Yes.
Donna abstain. Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Dave? David?
I abstain.
Sarv?
Yes.
Patty?
Patty said abstain.
LaVarn?
Yes.
Steve?
Abstain.
Coming back to the passes. Bob?
Abstain.
And Patty Heffley, I don't think I got your vote.
Oh, me, I abstain.
You did? Okay. I think that's everybody.
Abstains have it.
Pardon me? Oh. Okay.
Have it.
Okay, the guesses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The no's are 1, 2,
3.
Madam
Point of
Chair,
order, Julie. I just think we should note that if it turns out that there's no way to do this consistent with the bylaws, we may have to reconsider it. But for right now, maybe the Governance Committee can try and look at this and figure out if there's any way to make it possible consistent with the bylaws.
Okay, is that something that the Governance Committee could do immediately? Because I think this is really time-sensitive considering planning and prep that needs to be done.
We'll do it at our upcoming meeting. And I'll ask a couple of the mavens on bylaws to weigh in on it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, does that make the LaForest motion mute now about holding the location in D.C.?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, David. If you can notify the board as soon as possible, that would be great. Or the governance committee can notify the board.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa?
I noticed somebody was doing dishes earlier. Can you remind us how to do a mute?
Mute dishes.
Patty?
Pound one.
Thank you.
Okay, we're now going to adjourn the session and enter into executive session.